You are listening to the Delane MD Podcast, the podcast for health professionals struggling to lose weight. If you are a physician, nurse, PA, or other clinician looking to permanently shed those pounds, stop overeating, feel better, and prevent disease, Dr. Vaughn offers practical strategies and tools to overcome the many challenges that undermine weight loss efforts. Now here's your host, Dr. Delane Vaughn.
Hello, and welcome to the Delane MD Podcast. If you have found this podcast from the Women's Fair, you are in the right place. I'm so glad you're here. For those of you who are new to the Delane MD Podcast, Delane MD is a life and weight loss coaching service. My name is Delane Vaughn. I am a family practice doctor with over 25 years of experience in healthcare. I've become a life and weight loss coach to help people reach their goals through the weight loss programs I've developed. If you are new here, please take some time to listen to the previous podcasts. There's a lot of great information that I recommend to my clients to help them reach their goals, and more than that, become the best version of themselves. If you find that you're enjoying the podcast information, check me out on Facebook. Each Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m., I have a Facebook Live. I go over some brief information on weight loss strategies, and then I'm available to answer any questions you may have. If you have any questions or comments about my podcasts, my Facebook Lives, or any of my blog posts, don't hesitate to shoot me an email through my website, DelaneMD.com. I'm always happy to answer any questions and receive any feedback. And as always, I appreciate ratings and reviews on your podcast apps. As you can tell, I've been a little under the weather. My voice is a little strained. I'm feeling so much better than at the height of my sickness. But for right now, my voice sounds a little sad. Hopefully this improves in the next couple weeks. So today, I am talking about urges and cravings. If you were at the Women's Fair, I was giving out urge pads. What's an urge pad, you might ask? I know it sounds like something you need to be medicated for. It always takes my mind back to the gotta go, gotta go, gotta go right now commercial. Well, the urge pads that I'm talking about are not things that need to be medicated. The urge pad's a technique that I teach clients to help them learn to navigate and manage their food cravings. The pads that we gave out at the Women's Fair are the first rendition of mass production urge pads. There will be upgrades coming soon. So what's an urge? Per the dictionary, it's a strong desire to do something. When I'm talking about it, I'm referring to the strong desire to eat foods that do not serve our body. The cravings. The urge to eat pizza, french fries, M&Ms, Snickers, ice cream, bread, donuts, sodas. Seriously, this list can go on and on. So there are four things that most people do with an urge. The majority of it revolves around complying with the urge, which is just eating the desired food. Some people resist the urge. We fight against it, but typically we fight against it only for a time and then we comply with the urge. Some people will avoid it. They try to distract themselves from the urge. The last thing you can do with an urge is just allow it or process it. This is when we just let it be. There's no need to comply with it, no need to react with it in any way. Know it's there. It has no control over you. It's just a feeling. It can be there without compelling you to do anything. Learning to manage urges and cravings is imperative to reaching your weight loss goals and permanently losing your weight. Everyone has urges and cravings for foods that they shouldn't eat. Many of us have many of these multiple times a day. Most of us comply with these urges. Maybe not every single urge, maybe not every single time, but my suspicion is that most people only resist an urge. They resist it until they cannot resist it anymore, and then they comply with an urge. It's like trying to hold a beach ball underwater. You push and push and push and expend all of this energy to hold the beach ball underwater. Inevitably, no matter what you do, you're probably going to fall off to one side or another, or have to let go of the beach ball at some point, and it's going to pop to the surface. It's the same thing with an urge. If you resist it, you're trying to hold it under, hold it under, hold it under, and inevitably, it typically bursts to the top. Most of us are so used to complying with urges and cravings that the idea of managing a craving or an urge in any other way is completely foreign. Complying with an urge is like complying to a child's demands every time they have a temper tantrum. It just teaches the child that the temper tantrum is how they get what they want from you. I teach my clients a different way. So the setup for the urge pads. There's a few ways to do this. You got the urge pad if you were at the Women's Fair. I was giving them out. So you can just use the pieces of paper that were provided there. In my office, I have a vase that I use. The vase isn't required. I've counted out 100 pieces of loose paper, and I have them very nicely stacked under a candle. The candle's also not required. The part that is required is the 100 pieces of paper. So it's important that you count out 100 pieces of paper, or if you have the urge pads that I was giving out at the women's fair, that is counted out 100 pieces of paper. The urge pads that I gave out at the women's fair are perfectly sized to record all of your urges on them. So how do you use it? Each time that you experience an urge and you just allow it, you don't comply with it, you use one of these sheets. So I write down the food I was craving, any thoughts that I was having that was helping me through the situation, and the date that it happened. What you write down is not as important as just allowing that piece of paper to represent the urge that you did not comply with. When the end of the day comes and I have not complied with the urge, I put the piece of paper in the vase on my desk. I collect my urges in that vase. They are there if I ever want to go through and recount all my victories. Or sometimes when I have a craving for something not on plan, I will look at all the other times I was able to just allow the urge without complying with it, and I know I can allow another. The point of this entire exercise is at the end of that stack of paper, I will have allowed without complying 100 urges. If you can allow 100 urges, you have become a master at allowing urges. You are a professional at allowing an urge without complying to it. This is a huge step in learning to meet your weight loss goals permanently. So the big if I had an urge that I did not comply with during working hours, but I did comply with at home, I don't count that urge as being allowed. I see that as complying with the urge, and I do not get to put that urge in my vase. I frequently make notes on my phone on the weekends when I've allowed an urge and not complied with it. And then on Monday morning, I go to the office and I write them down and I put them in my vase. I think those count after all. You will need to set up the rules that you want over your urge pad. But be careful not to encourage your mind to just resist the urge until a certain time where you will give in. So don't resist the urge until you get home and then give in to the urge. Learn to just allow it. Allow that urge to be there. It does not have to compel you to do anything. The urge technique can be used for other urges as well. If you're trying to stop smoking or cut back on drinking, the urge pad can be used for those too. Again, the point is that you don't comply with 100 urges because you're building the skill of just allowing the urge to be there. Initially, this will seem very hard to not comply with your urges. Try to remember that we all do this all the time. We have the urge to do all sorts of things every day of our life. Maybe we have the urge to punch somebody in the face who we felt was rude to us at the grocery store. We don't do that. Maybe we have the urge to yell and scream at somebody who we felt did something to slight us in some way. We don't do that. Maybe we have the urge to cut somebody off in traffic. We don't do that. There are all sorts of urges that most people just allow and do not comply with every day of their life. This is no different. Another great example of urges that we let pass. If a kid is mean to your kid at school, you will have the urge to go and say something to that kid or to go and say something to that parent. But you don't do it. You let that pass. You just allow that urge. The other thing I offer to folks is if somebody was going to give you $10,000 to not eat that food you were craving, my suspicion is you could find the ability to just allow that urge. You would not have to comply with that urge. You would not be compelled to eat that food. This is just a skill we all have. We just need to sharpen it a little bit. This urge pad is a technique to help people learn to sharpen that skill. So I encourage you to go out and try this technique. So try this out. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear where you're able to learn to allow urges versus comply with them, and any questions that you have. So if you got any, send me a message at DelaneMD, and I'll be back here next week with another podcast. Thanks. Bye.
You've been listening to the Delane MD podcast. More podcasts are available at DelaneMD.com. If you're ready to permanently lose weight and prevent weight-related disease, contact Dr. Delane Vaughn by visiting DelaneMD.com or on Facebook at DelaneMD.